everything we need to make a movie, from dialogue, scene description, action, props, costumes, sound, and visual effects. It's all right there in the screenplay.
Chick of the Play, a Cash team production, is looking for actors and singers to fill several slots for this upcoming live play. For more information, please call 216-394-8926. That's Sugar the Play, auditions at 216-394-8926. Chick of the Play, a Cash team production, is looking for actors and singers to fill several slots for this upcoming live play. For more information, please call 216-394-8926. That's Chick of the Play, auditions at 216-394-8926.
Of how you got here, you have got to know that you are not a mistake. You have got to know that your heavenly Father planted you for His divine purpose. He is not wrong about you. He is right about you. If anybody's wrong about you, it is you that is wrong about you. You have been planted by somebody that is bigger than you, that knows more than you know, whose thoughts are not your thoughts, whose ways are not your ways. He knows what He put inside of you. He knows the potential that is locked up in you. Surely you shall pursue. Get back on your feet. Get back on your feet. You got to go after some things. There's some things that belong to you. You got to get it back. Look at somebody and tell her, take it back. It ain't coming back. You got to take it back. If you really want it back, you got to take it back. Don't you dare sit here and get tired and feel sorry for yourself. You got to pull yourself up by the bootstraps. Don't get seven innings in and decide I'm gonna quit. The devil is a liar. Strengthen yourself. Stabilize yourself. Cry out to God and watch God give you the strength to overtake everything that's trying to overtake you.
Well, hello out there and welcome to Talk Back Live. We've got a special show again for you on today. I want to thank you for tuning in and be sure to go to our chat room if you have a question or comment for Kenyon Glover. Let us know. Comment would be nice just to let him know that you're watching. And we've got a great show for you. I want to just mention the clip that you saw on the intro. There was the Black Girls Film School, which is becoming just buzzing. It's all the buzz around the film industry, and they do have a collection of media experts, and they have one goal in mind, and that is to include and increase the number of Black women working in the film industry. So if you have a question, if you have an interest and contacting them, just go simply to blackgirlsfilmschool.com. Okay. Well, welcome to Talk Back Live. Also, I think on that clip, you heard the pastor, Cheryl Brady, and she is one of my favorites, absolutely. And also, we had a audition coming that we had on yesterday here in the city of Cleveland on Sugar the Stage play. It was simply magnificent to have each and everyone come out and audition for the play. I'm so excited. Everyone's excited about this production. We had a great turnout, and we are so excited to bring that to the city of Cleveland. Okay, let's get to my special guest today, Kenyon Glover. Let's welcome him to Talk Back Live. He's an author. He is an actor. He's a motivational speaker, and he has the pleasure, and I have the pleasure of having him on Talk Back today. Hello, Kenyon, how are you today?
Hey, I'm amazing. I'm so blessed and honored to be here. Thank you so much for having me. How you doing?
Well, we are happy to have you here on Talk Back Live. You certainly, I want to thank you for sharing your precious time with us, because you're a busy guy. You're all over the place. You do a lot of things, and we're going to talk about that. And we're going to share with the viewing audience out there just a little bit more about you. But you're well known. You're well known in the author circuit. You publish a number of books already. And so we're going to talk about that. You're a speaker. You're also a producer. You're a director of films. You've got a brand new book that the viewers can pick up on at Barnes & Noble, as well as Amazon. Of course, it's called Faithful and Focus, The Conqueror, and that's your newest publication. Let's just jump right on in there and talk about what motivated you to write the current book.
Well, the motivation behind it was me coming into contact with so many people who are so broken right now. So many people are in a state of depression. So many people feel defeated. So many people are lost. So just me coming in contact with all these people, and they come to me for motivation. They come to me to inspire them and uplift them, just because of my background of dealing with depression myself. So I wanted to write this book just to be able to make a positive impact. You know, so this book will be able to uplift your spirits and let you know that we were created to be conquerors. There's nothing that can defeat us. There's nothing that can take us out of the grace and presence of God unless we take ourselves out of the grace and presence of God. But I wanted to be that encouraging light to those people who are broken. So I wanted this book to make sure that it inspires you and motivates you and encourages you to know that you can conquer anything that's coming your way. You can conquer anything that you're faced with. Nothing that can defeat you unless you allow it to defeat you. So I just wanted this book to make sure that it makes a positive impact into everyone's life that reads it. And so far, I believe it's doing its job. I hope it's doing its job. So that's why I wrote this book.
Oh, absolutely. It has, I believe, almost 5 stars on Amazon. And so it's the heat, it's catching steam and it's heated up. Everyone's taking a look at it now. The book inspires, it empowers. And I noticed that you use a lot of biblical reference on this book. I like the title. I really like Faithful, Focus, The Conqueror, because just as you said, a lot of folks are broken out there. I mean, with everything that's going on all over the globe, a lot of folks still need the motivation. They still need to be empowered. And certainly you're doing that. Now, may I ask, were you in the church for quite a while? And because publishing this book, your latest book, reaches the masses, not just, quote unquote, the church world. Right. Was that your motivation too, was to reach more of the masses with this book?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, this book is meant to go global. This book is meant to reach millions, not if not billions of people. Because like you said, the state that we're in right now, dealing with COVID and being isolated for so long, and people, you know, have been bogged down into locked into their own houses and going through depression and suicidal thoughts. And I was just talking with a friend of mine yesterday. He was thinking about suicide. So I had to talk him out of, you know, that thought process. But yeah, this book was meant to reach the masses. That's the whole purpose.
Absolutely. So is your foundation, getting back to that question, is your foundation in the church?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I grew up in the church. Of course, you know, being a kid, you're forced to go to church every Sunday and Wednesday nights. So, you know, my foundation has always been in the church. Of course, as I got older, you know, you kind of tend to go away from your church foundation. But when you go through so many things in life, when life beats you down, God has a way of pulling you back to him. So that's pretty much what happened to me. Once I got pulled back into the presence of God, and I felt that this was my true purpose right here, was to empower people, was to inspire people through allowing myself to be used by God, to be that vessel for him. So like I said, I got away from the church for a long time, but life's problems, you know, life's issues, struggles and disappointments have
right
of giving, you know, leading you back to the presence of God. So that's
almost pushing you back into the presence of God, because life has a way of doing that. Life has a way of showing up, is one of my favorite saying. Life has a way of showing up. And when it does, sometimes it pushes you, it propels you back into the right direction. Right. And you talk about in this current book, Conquering Depression. Share with the viewers out there today, what were some of the steps that you took to conquer depression?
It wasn't easy. It took a long time. My first time dealing with depression, when I realized I had depression, was, you know, of course, when I, you know, got hurt from playing in the NBA and I had to force to retire because of a career-ending injury. That was my first dealings with depression
and
suicidal thoughts. And I attempted suicide. You know, people that know my story, they know what happened with that situation. But me dealing with depression for over 15 years. It was tough. It was not easy dealing with that.
Yeah. And
I just really got to the point 2 years ago, 2020, as a matter of fact, is when I first started to realize that I can conquer this. God gave me the confidence. God gave me it seemed like a light bulb just went off in my head and said, you know what? The only reason I'm going through this is because of me. I'm allowing me to defeat me. I think some people don't realize the biggest enemy that they ever face will be themselves.
Themselves, right.
So oneself. I was the one that was allowing myself to be defeated. I was allowing myself to stay in depression. So you know what? I made a conscious effort. I surrendered myself. I surrendered my life over to Christ.
Yeah.
Said, Lord, you know what? I'm not going to continue to allow myself to live in defeat. I'm not going to continue to allow myself to be down in this valley of darkness forever.
Right.
I'm going to get out of this, and I'm going to dig my way out of this. So as I began to get more confidence in myself, I began to get more confidence in my walk with Christ. The slower I started to come out of that state of depression, and I'm at the point now where I feel like nothing can defeat me. I feel like nothing can come against me that I can't handle.
I feel that energy when you speak that. I feel that energy. It's awesome. And it's great to feel that and know that, you know, that you're at that point in your life. What was your favorite scripture that you used during that time of your depression? What was some of the favorite scriptures that you went back to and referred back to?
Wow. Some of the favorite. Of course, Proverbs 3:4-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean on your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways.
All that ways.
Your path.
And he will direct that path.
So once I really, one thing I found out was a lot of people, including myself, read the Bible just for validation and don't read the Bible to understand it.
Wow.
And I started to read the Bible to understand it and I started to apply the principles that I was reading to my life,
yeah,
that's how everything changed. That's how everything changed for me. So that one scripture right there is my favorite, because I totally started to trust in him with all my heart, with all my mind, with all my soul. And that completely turned my life and transformed me into the person I am today. So that's one of my favorite scriptures. Another one, of course, is, wow, what's the next one? There's so many of them. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Right.
And I know that as long as I abide in him and he abides in me, that's nothing that can come against me, that can defeat me. No weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper.
So, and you know, the older you get, the more that's proof. It's proven. Yeah. The older, the longer you live, that's proven. We're going to take a short break right now, and we're going to catch you on the other side. So stay tuned.
And Jim. Get lost, Jimmy.
Just because you're not playing does not mean you're not a player.
Scott McGusky.
Hey, you got any honeys you like it?
Lisa, she's pretty fly.
What? Same name as my girl.
Give me the ball, Jimmy.
Hey there, welcome back to Talk Back Live. My special guest today is author, actor, film producer, motivational speaker, Keon Glover. He's here with me all the way from Texas, and we're so excited to have him today on Talk Back Live. Let me ask you, Mr. Glover, are you originally from Texas or are you originally from another area?
No, I'm originally born and raised from Monroe, Louisiana, a small town in Louisiana.
Awesome. Louisiana. Now, how far away is that from New Orleans? You know, how far away is that from New Orleans?
5 hours away from New Orleans.
Oh, is that far away?
Yeah.
Awesome. Oh, okay. Great. So you're a Cajun fella there. Grew up in Louisiana. And so Cajun, a lot of spice.
Pretty much. Yeah. We like our food hot, very hot and spicy. Absolutely.
Exactly. Well, we're having a really great show. We're talking about your latest novel, Faithful and Focused, The Conqueror, and that just came out in 2022, correct? That was just published this year. So it's brand new. Be sure go pick it up, Barnes & Noble. You can pick it up there. You can also go to Amazon and pick it up there. You're experiencing a lot of success. You got a great history, and we're going to talk a little bit more about your history in the second half. You enjoy storytelling. You enjoy telling stories, right? And you've actually intertwined it with your spiritual awakening, so to speak, especially with this new novel that you have out. But you enjoy telling stories, and your goal, it seems, is to just empower, encourage people, everyday people, to keep moving, and that, yes, you can be a conqueror, you can overcome whatever it is. And I think that what you're doing with that is awesome. We certainly need all, I mean, there are a lot of it out there today, but we need as much of it as we can get. We're living in uncertain times, and to have folks like yourself out there writing motivational, telling ones how they can overcome depression, overcome suicide attempts, and just start to live. And but all things are possible, of course, as you touched upon, with God. So you've got to include God the Father in our lives, and I think that is so awesome. I understand that your goal is to reach 1 billion. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, when I set out on this mission to help empower the world, it was, I'm not one of those people who put limits on myself. I think so many people put limitations on themselves. So I never have put limits on myself, you know, since I've been a small kid. I wanted to be one of those people who can help change the world. Since I was a small, you know, I think like 7, 8 years old, I told my parents, I want to help change the world. So now I'm at that point where everything I do, I wanted to make sure that I leave a legacy, you know, that will be remembered forever. So I want to be one of those people who left a legacy like a Dr. Martin Luther King. I mean, we're still talking about Dr. King to this day because of the legacy that he left.
Right.
Everybody around the world knows who Dr. Martin Luther King was. So I want to be that type of legacy that will be remembered, that will help reshape the minds of people, that when you say the name Kenyon Glover, when you remember my brand, I want you to remember something that was uplifting, something that was positive, something that was encouraging. So that's my goal. I want to reach billions, not just 1 billion, billions. So I want to make sure that everything I do, whether it be books that I put out, movies that I put out, when I'm speaking, you know, to different schools or whoever, I want to make sure it continues to be spread around the world. That's my goal. That's my mission.
I like that. I absolutely love that. It's a big goal and you're going to do it. You also received a community award and a Man Up award for your work in film and TV. Let's switch a little bit to film. You also appeared in a film, It's Cheaper to Keep Her. Tell us a little, what year did that come out? And tell us a little bit. Tell the viewer how they can actually go back and take a look at that film.
Yeah, we released that last year, as a matter of fact. It's currently on Amazon Prime Video. You can go check it out, Cheaper to Keep Her. We actually shot that movie back in 2019, but it didn't get released. No, I'm sorry. We shot it back in 2018, but it didn't get released to 2021, like I said, last year, because the director that shot it, he died like a couple months after we shot that movie. He had a heart attack. He unfortunately had a heart attack right after we shot that movie. So we weren't really going to release it, but we were like, you know what, in honor, you know, to honor him, let's release it and you know, put it out there. So we put it out last year and it's been doing really well. It's been doing
awesome.
Really well. It's still circulating right now on Amazon Prime. So please go check it out and support it. very funny. It's a comedy starring my man, Courtney McGriff, myself. It's very hilarious. And we got a surprise ending that's going to surprise everybody. Everybody has been so surprised by the ending of that movie. So go check it out. The ending is just going to be like, whoa, I didn't see that coming. So, it's funny. Very funny.
Are you getting more acting calls to appear in short films or films now since you have some experience? Or are you just basically going to, you're doing whatever you write or and just producing and directing that on that level?
Well, I've been in the acting industry since 2006, so I've done quite a bit. You know, if you take a look at my IMDb, I got almost 80 credits to my name to this day. So I've been around for a minute. So I've probably taken the last couple of years off, one because of COVID. You know, COVID shut down a lot of productions, and we really just now getting back into like consistent productions.
Yeah.
So, now that things are opening back up a little more, I'm going to get back into it. So be on the lookout. We got some things in the works we're working on right now. We got a lot of film projects in development. So the end of this year, 2022 and 2023, you're going to see me a lot in different
things.
Yeah.
Awesome. And I was going to ask you to share with the viewers out there just a couple things. By the way, you were also a former NBA player, I discovered. Wow. And you played for the Milwaukee Bucks back in 2019?
No, 05, 06.
05, 06. I'm sorry. So 05, 06, you played for a short period for the Milwaukee Bucks. How was that playing in the NBA?
Oh my goodness. Come on now. It's the dream come true. Dream come true. That was the dream I had since I was 7 years old, was to play in the NBA. And to accomplish that dream was the best feeling in the world. It was the best feeling that I've ever had, you know, just to be able to make it, just to be able to say, you know what? I made it.
Yeah.
Come true. I did it. I did what so many people couldn't do. You know, when people told me that I couldn't do it, coming from a small town in Monroe, Louisiana.
Right.
So many people doubted me. My friends doubted me. Family doubted me. But you know what? I proved everybody wrong and I made it. So that was one thing that I will always remember, that I will always cherish, and I could take to my grave. So.
And what ended that career? Was it just an injury pretty much that just kind of cut it short for you?
Yeah, I had a career ending knee injury.
Yeah.
Completely shattered my knee and it couldn't be fully repaired. So it was a short-lived NBA career.
Yeah. By the way, who's your favorite team this year? Who do you think's gonna compete for an NBA chip?
You know what? My team has always been the Lakers. So even though they suck right now, it probably looks like they're not even going to make the playoffs. But yeah, I'm, you know, I'm a ride with the Lakers today till they fall out. So my team is the Lakers. I'm Team LeBron. So
yeah, yes, absolutely.
You know, it's still a possibility. So you know, it's still a chance. So we're gonna see.
Exactly. Now let me ask you, what's on the bucket list? What's coming up? I mean, is there anything? Because you've done a lot. I mean, the filming, the directing, the producing, the writing, the, you know, are you, by the way, are you on world tour now with your latest publication? Are you going, do you have a tour, a book tour coming up so the viewers can know?
I do. The cities, they just come kind of sporadically. So I don't really know what cities I'm going to go in.
Yeah.
At the last minute. So I am going on a tour. I think the next place I'll be going is, I'll be going to North Carolina. Then I'll be going to Miami. Then I'll be going to Atlanta. I think I'll be going out to Boston. So it's a lot of different places that's coming up.
Yeah.
Going on tour and trying to go as many places as I can.
Well, be sure. What about Cleveland? Is that on that list? Ohio, Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati, Ohio?
You know what? I'll add that to the list. I'll definitely add that.
Well, do that. Be sure to let me know when you come to Cleveland. I'll be sure and come by and get an autographed copy of the book. But what's next? What's on the list, the bucket list, as we close out the show today that Keon Glover has not done and yet wants to do?
Wow. What's on the bucket list? You know what? I would love to be in a film with one of my favorite actors of all time, Denzel Washington, or Will Smith. I would love to just be in their presence, be in a film with them, even if it's just an extra. Well, no, I'm not gonna say extra role. I'm too big for extra role. I'm gonna say at least a one-liner or something. Let me just be in their presence. So that's one of the things on my bucket list that I want to accomplish.
Yeah.
To be in a scene or on the same set with Denzel or Will Smith.
Right. That would be awesome. That certainly is high up on anyone's bucket list that's in the film industry. I was pondering about asking you this question as well. What has been the biggest obstacle for you to overcome, though? Share that with us. The biggest obstacle, would you say?
The biggest obstacle? Wow, that's a good question. I've never been asked that question. So I'm going to have to put some thought into that real quick. I know I don't have that long. The biggest obstacle?
Yeah.
I would say to quit doubting my own potential. I think my biggest obstacle is really doubting my own potential. I know that I have potential to really be great. I have the potential to be absolutely great at anything that I put my mind to.
But absolutely. I have those
increments of doubt, you know, that I
can really
accomplish true greatness.
Yeah.
So, I think that's probably one of the biggest obstacles. And my thing is, you know what? I know as long as I keep moving forward, I keep truly believing in myself and allowing God to really keep directing my path, that I'm going to achieve that true greatness. So I have to remove that doubt from my mind, that ounce of fear that I'm having. So that's not possible.
That is so interesting. And I think if more of us would just admit that, I think we all and somewhat share that fear, and that we all have to overcome that one obstacle as human beings, is the fear of believing in ourselves, really. And it's a constant process. I've learned, the older I've gotten, it's a constant process. Each level that you enter into, each stage of your life, you have to keep reminding yourself, right, you know, I'm number one, I'm worthy,
right?
And number two, I can do this.
Absolutely.
And so I think that I certainly have enjoyed having you on the show, Keon Glover. You've been an exciting guest. It's been a pleasure to meet you. Hopefully one day we'll get a chance to meet in person. And I appreciate your new book, Faithful and Focused, The Conqueror. And I encourage all of my viewers out there, go out, grab a copy. You can pick it up at Barnes & Noble. You can pick it up on Amazon. I mean, if you have a Kindle, you can view it on your Kindle. It's a great read. And for those that maybe haven't even gotten or have gotten away, as you talked about earlier in the show, gotten away from what the Word of God will feed you and how it will feed you for every situation in your life, pick up this book. It's inspirational. It's encouraging. It's a great read. And I encourage every viewer out there to certainly pick it up. Okay. We look forward to seeing more and great things from you, Keon Glover, and you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for appearing on Talk Back Live. I've enjoyed you, and you can come back anytime you like.
Thank you so much for having me. This was absolutely amazing. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. And thank you. Just sit tight there for me, Keon. To all of the viewers out there, I want to thank you for tuning in to Talk Back Live. And we're going to have another special show for you coming up in 2 weeks. We've got a great production that I'm co-producer of here in the city of Cleveland that I'm so excited about coming up a little later in the year. If you're an actor, actress, give us a call, 216-394-8926. That's 216-394-8926. Give us a call. If you'd like to be a part of the production, we've got a lot of things set now in motion. We've got our director, and she's excited about this production. So give us a call if you have any interest, any questions about it. Again, 216-394-8926. To my producer, Keith Hayes from Brockton, Massachusetts. Thank you, sir. Another great show, another great wrap. Thank you, Keon Glover, for being here with us on Talk Back Live. Have a great weekend. Until next time, America.
Hope you enjoyed the show today. Be sure and go to our Facebook page, Talk Back, a thought-provoking talk format. That's Talk Back, a thought-provoking talk format. Leave us a review. Let us know what you think of Talk Back. It can only make us better. Be sure to check us out on Spotify. Also, Twitter, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, wherever podcasts are heard. Be sure to check us out on YouTube. Again, thank you for listening. Until next time, America.
You have been listening to Talk Back with My Grandma on Spotify. Be sure and catch her every weekend. Oh, and by the way, my name is Kari. Bye.